What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Beat it, babu, boo, bad, business sucks.
Two in a row. We've got him two times in a row. Didn't know it was coming.
I'm starting to think that might not be the best thing for the show.
It might not be.
Yeah, but
it,
seriously, give me a heads up. Let me come in and wow our audience and not have them. I mean, nobody's listening now. They're all gone.
It's
the ending I liked.
It may not suck. Be great for the audience, but it is spectacular for me and Andy.
Right. And let's be honest, we're here for ourselves.
Yeah. Welcome into the Spitballers.
I don't see the people listening to the show.
No, we're just sitting in this room together with Al Borland, Judge Giamatti. Would you rather, liar, liar, and we are drafting the worst movies on today's episode of the Spitballers Podcast.
Can't believe I got caught. I never thought about it. Forgot we're even recording this episode, and I'm sitting here to record it.
Oh, and those questions about your waivers? If you think,
if you think
that those questions I was asking you, I mean,
for real?
Not that I wasn't interested, but I had to come up with some real talking points.
What an idiot!
As
I am.
We DM'd Al and we were like, I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows he's scatting.
Oh, I'm out of here.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's answer some important questions instead, Jason.
Would you rather?
Joy from Patreon, also the feeling that I get when Jason is surprised with the scat. Would you rather be able to do a perfect impression of any voice you hear or be able to play any song you hear on any instrument of your choice?
I don't walk around with a bunch of instruments. So there is a frequency of ability here.
Yeah, I agree.
Where it's like, right now, you could have a celebrity guest on this show right this second.
Would that kind of voice stuff wear off?
No.
Not if you could do a perfect impression.
No. Now that his name is escaping me. The guy who does Madden.
Oh, yeah. I know who it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, now I've infected you. We can't think of his name.
It's
Frank Caliendo.
That's it.
Frank Caliendo is so incredibly good at impressions, and there's just some voices, like John Madden, where I never get tired of hearing him do a bit. And you can just say normal things in that person's voice, and it's funny.
Just a party trick.
It's more than a party trick.
I mean, there's one guy you know. Name the other impressionist you love.
Let's see. Daryl Hammond was a very good impressionist.
Yes, he was. Daryl Hammond.
You don't know who that is.
I do, too.
Saturday Night Live.
Yes, Saturday Night Live.
I don't remember doing impressions of anybody but Bill Clinton.
He had a few. Guys who can really
Would you stay in character?
No.
To rotate? You're not like saying, I just want James Earl Jones' voice for everyday life.
No. This is, I mean, in podcasting, it is the ultimate. Maybe it's a party trick, but if you could just jump into certain celebrity voices and nail them.
I guess that would be pretty fun.
It would be so fun.
So this begs the question, who can you do the best impression of?
I can't do any.
I know Andy's is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I remember it. And I think the people want to hear Andy's Arnold
Schwarzenegger. What do I say as Arnie?
Let's have you say...
Get down.
No, that's too easy.
Get to the chopper.
Let's have you say, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you're listening to the Spitballers Comedy
this
Podcast.
This is the Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you're listening to the Spitballers Podcast. That's the best I can give.
Yeah,
so good.
You're welcome, everyone.
So good.
Suddenly I feel like I was surprised with the scat.
And Mike's is Christopher Walken.
How does Walken even... It's two mice.
It's two mice.
That's pretty good. I cannot do impressions. And
you
would
do a good Hillary, right? No.
Hillary? I don't even know how you would do that.
The instrument one is the one I want, though. I mean, the other one's really fun, but I would get redeemed by the ability to play an instrument, like to sit down at a piano and play any song that I want. That would just be like, it's like a skill that brings you, it's like a hobby.
You know,
and
what's
peace.
What's funny is when the question was asked, and I'm thinking of both of these as kind of a parlor trick, like I can do this, I can show this off. Never actually dawned on me the value of just being able to super play instruments. Like,
that'd be
really nice. That'd be like a hobby.
Yeah, you would sit down and be like, today.
You don't have a hobby of doing voices.
The mirror?
Would I sit
would
down
you do
at
it
home
in front of the mirror?
Because I could already do it. This isn't like Frank Caliendo. I'm sure he sits in front of the mirror for hours and hours and hours and has to figure out how to do this voice. But like in this question, this is I can do it already. I could play the music well, or I could do the impression well. I doubt Frank just sits at home talking like Morgan
to himself,
Freeman,
having
to
conversations.
Himself. Once he's learned it and landed it, he's just like spending hours there, just having.
I'm going Al Pacino.
We are good.
He can
at
do he can do Al Pacino in all sorts of different. Well, it's just hua, actually.
Yeah, it's just onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
It's only.
It is funny how.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Impressions are, you just need the catchphrase.
You do.
You know, like, you could
but
do it fine when you said, get to the chopper.
Yeah.
But that's the difference, though. Like, it just.
Between a good impression.
Yeah. Like, a good impression is someone who just starts speaking like them.
All right.
Yeah. Every guy can do the McConaughey all right, but. To like really talk like him, it's pretty funny, and you have that
I know,
slight
little whistle. I'm going.
Sonny,
that's
not, no, I know. I'm just trying to do the whistle.
That was Adam Thielen.
Hey, Sonny, it's me, Matthew McConaughey. Instrument final answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna take instrument final answer because I actually forgot the value of music.
Now let me ask you this, Mike, because you can already play instruments, so is it less attractive to you?
No, because okay. I like
any song on any instrument.
Yeah, I mean, I have my instruments. I'm not like I can plunk around on a piano and make it play some stuff, but I'm not accomplished at all. So if I could instantly become a maestro pianist, that would be incredible.
Can I ask a genuine follow-up question to this, especially to Mike?
Sure.
And maybe Al.
I could check out of this
you
one?
Yeah. Absolutely cannot answer this, because I don't think there's any way for you to know this.
Okay.
Because they're musicians. Are you a musician?
Heck yeah. Play the air trumpet?
Give me your most musical scat. Yeah, that's nice. Is it too late? Like
Learn how to play?
If I wanted to become, like, learn to play piano at a high level, is it genuinely, is it way too late? Like, I'm almost 40.
I would say no. Learning anything, though, as an adult, that, like, when you're met with the frustration of, like, the initial, holy crap, this seems just impossible to do, which is, like, that's the kid. That's where it's different for kids and adults, is, like, trying to, like, learn a new language. It's definitely not too late for you. It's going to be way harder and far more frustrating, and you don't have the you're not naive like a kid of like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
But no, it's not too late for you to, if you sat down and practiced and took some lessons.
I'd have to work at it, huh?
Yeah.
Now that doesn't seem to be.
But that's my point of like that.
Well, how am I going to find 2 hours to practice, man?
That frustration is of learning a new skill.
So you think it's not too late for Andy to learn. Follow-up question.
Can I make
Do
the NBA?
Do you think it's too late for me to learn?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the gap?
Mm-hmm.
Our ages? That's a pretty big gap, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. All right, Noah from the website. We'd rather... What am I reading?
What? Noah!
Should I be reading this question?
I don't have the doc pulled up.
It's fine, but I'm just making sure I'm reading the right words.
I don't have the doc pulled up, but I am so...
Would you rather...
Curious now.
Urinate out of the tip of your finger or poop out the bottom of your foot.
Noah.
Yeah, you should be reading that.
So would you rather go number one out of the tip of your finger or number two out of the bottom of your foot?
I mean, this is a clear and easy and obvious answer. It's a fun question.
Yeah.
It's number two, right?
What? No, man.
No, of course it's not number two.
Wait, you're saying the one you'd rather do is pee out the tip of your finger?
I'm saying if I point my hand at you like a gun, I just go, pow. Guess who's covered in pee-pee?
I mean, you could, let's just be honest.
Party trick!
I mean, you can pee on people now if you wanted to.
No, I cannot. No, I'll be arrested.
Yeah, you can't.
You're
show
not
that.
Getting arrested for peeing out
not,
your finger?
No, look at my finger. Yeah. This is just finger.
You don't, I mean, if it's at the bottom of your foot, if number two is the bottom of your feet, you can poop on people.
What, like a roundhouse?
You're just got to time it up with a good kick.
You know how many times I'm leaving one in an Uber?
I'm like,
wait, you're taking your shoes off and your socks off? Or are you just dumping in your sock?
Well, I'm wearing a lot of flip-flops if I have that ability.
It feels like it would be really difficult. And then when you need the toilet, I mean,
you wouldn't need a toilet anymore.
You still want to put the poop in a toilet. That's a promise. This isn't just like, well, now that I could go out of my foot, I just want to leave it everywhere. You're still
it would be different. Your toilet, you wouldn't need that.
But think about it this way.
You could just have a hole in the ground toilet.
Sure. Have a, you know, a construction team come and develop you a foot
Brooke
toilet.
Brooke says you don't turn into a freaking animal.
So, in one, primarily, I realize you're really looking forward to pooping in Ubers, but primarily, you are going to have to go into a stall, put your foot up on the stall, balance while you poop out of your heel.
Because everybody else is pooping normal.
Yes.
And, so, you have to accommodate to their world.
Yes. Right.
So, wait, are you just going into the urinal and just going...
Yeah, you're darn right I am. I'll probably do the sink, to be honest, because it's closer.
You just wash your hands.
Yeah.
He's watched his hands for a long time. All right, sorry. What was the second thing?
Well, the point is, like, when you go to the bathroom, you're going to have to go in.
He's got a lot of yellow on his hands.
Take your shoes off. Take your socks off. Put your shoes and socks back on
nasty.
Every time.
Ooh.
After
wiping. You got to put a sock back
on. You got to put a sock back on that thing. That's, I mean, like, on the pee, the tip out of your finger.
You've got a pee finger.
Yeah, but it's sterile.
Yeah.
And it's there's a couple drops
fine.
Of...
It's fine.
Look, I get pee on my fingers now sometimes.
Oh, no.
Okay, like, let's be
who
honest.
Amongst us?
It just happens sometimes. So it's okay. And I'm fine just washing that off. But I'm not like, what if you have to wash your foot? Get that up in the sink.
I mean, do you have a butt crack on your? I mean,
no,
it's just
a normal heel.
Just
the
really?
Heel. Yeah.
And then a magic
does it
sphincter?
Open and close?
Yeah,
a magic sphincter appears.
Yeah, I mean the.
So is it dirty?
Oh my gosh, Owl in the background is just laughing because
Owl has been laughing the whole entire question.
I'm a child.
Yeah, that's a. So wait, you guys are going the finger one?
Oh
yeah,
for sure. It's
guys,
honestly, it's
that's
easier.
Super convenient.
It's easier than current operating procedures.
I think you're
right.
It's an
upgrade.
I think you've taught me that there's not a lot of practical use for the roundhouse kick. I mean,
you're on a road trip. Just roll the window down. Yeah. Hold my arm out the window.
I would do it. I would do it. Why wouldn't you do it?
You would do it. Yeah.
And Mike was gracious enough to put his hand facing down out of the window. I'm putting mine up, baby. I'm putting mine to the sky, going.
So disturbing. Thanks, Noah.
You go to the top of a building.
Well,
I mean,
you can do that now.
No, you can't. You get arrested.
Yeah, there's.
There's a
There's
lot
rules.
Of use. I got to write an article about what I do.
Top 50 ways to
pee out of your finger.
Do we have a question from Mike's dad?
We do. It just came in.
This was sent in to you?
It was sent in. He submitted it through the official channel on the website.
So Mike's dad would like to know, would you rather walk behind your dad who rips a sonic boom on Main Street of Disneyland?
Okay.
Or release a silent but deadly in a crowded elevator.
So
this must be, this is a loaded
story
question.
Time?
Yeah, this, I thought I had shared this story, but if I haven't, here it is. So as a youth, so like I'm probably a tween at this point, and we're at a family vacation to Disneyland.
Sounds like a good time.
And it's just me and Pops. We had...
What is this? Oh, baby.
So a funny thing happened.
Oh. Is that the story time drop?
Yeah, I just found it.
Okay.
Wow, a little startling.
Late. So yeah. Funny thing
smooth
happened.
Smooth transition.
And we had separated from the family, so it's just the two of us. We're walking back. And then, like,
he's in front of you.
Yes. Or yeah, he yeah. is. No, no. We're pretty close
shoulder
to each other.
Shoulder.
Yeah, 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 right around there. And I'm guessing he was going for a volume that like only I could hear. You know, just like crack up your son, the good,
just like
just ripping a
let it fly,
a little tootski, and it's not a little one. In fact, it is, as he described,
a sonic boom,
and it's Disneyland. It is very crowded. An entire crowd turns and looks directly at me.
No.
Oh yes.
And I'm like, what? And then. Because I'm kind of taken aback, and I look forward, and my dad has taken off.
No!
Well, I mean, a sonic boom's going to move you forward.
He dropped the bomb, and
Oh, yes. He just leaves me with this crowd of people, which I can still see their faces.
In your head?
Yes. I know exactly where I was. I can show you on a map. And they're all looking at me, and I'm like...
Please tell me you said something.
No, I just walked off, and I catch up to my dad, who's cackling like a maniac.
Oh my
now,
god!
I don't know if you realize this, Mike. This was not trying to go for a little toot to make his kid laugh. This was premeditated. He's like, dude, perhaps. Check this out. Rip and run, and then leave my son.
Is
with
that
this.
The move? The rip and run.
I will be going to Disneyland soon with my teens, and I will use this on them.
Oh, so that's would you rather do that or the SBD in a crowded elevator?
Well, one sounds
many,
awesome.
Let me ask SBD rules real quick.
Okay,
silent but deadly.
Yeah, like how? Obviously, you know, it's you and one other person. There's a problem. It's you and two other people. There's only it's one of the three of you, right?
Right.
That can get...
There's some mystery.
That's some mystery. What level, genuinely? Like, pretend the elevator can get as big as you want. How many... Where's the line where you're, like, completely confident letting it happen?
There's a sliding scale to me of where it gets past a certain number of people, and it's worse. Because now I know I'm infecting... So many people, and it's just
with a,
at
like
this
a
point,
disease?
It's just rude. Like I'm making 12 people,
so it's rude if there's more people.
Right. If so it's like three or four people, it's like okay, I'm sorry, but it's just three or four of you. You know, I'm not doing a baker's dozen here. But for me, there's got to be
this logic.
There's got to be at least four people for plausible deniability.
Four people.
Yeah.
You feel like if it's only three people, you can't keep it together enough?
I think if it's only three people, they're going to
gaslight someone.
They're gaslight. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's where it came from.
I think based on my body size, I think if it's three people.
Wait, they're guessing you?
They're going to guess me right or wrong.
Wait, you so think like, that if people are bigger, that means they fart more?
Oh, you look upon yourself. If you've been in an elevator or a crowded room or whatever.
Bigger butts, more farts.
You smell a fart. And you look around at the crowd because you know you're smelling someone else's fart. You know you didn't fart.
Yeah, it's not you.
You're mentally, every time, you're picking, I think it was that dude. It's always a dude you pick. You don't look around.
Yeah, you definitely
exactly.
pick a dude. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You
there
pick
are,
the fat dude.
There are different markers. There are different markers that say like, it's probably that person. You're always going to say, I think I'm breathing that person's fart.
And you're saying we make an internal
unconscious,
like unconscious bias towards what we perceive to be a farter.
Yeah. And I'm just saying I look like a man that would fart a lot.
Now, wait, what if there was a really, really.
To be fair, I am a man yes. that farts a lot. It's sometimes, you know, there's a reason behind these things.
So a really.
Oh, sure.
A really,
blame
really.
This guy.
A well-dressed.
We all want to know. Who did it?
So who's the, like when you see people, do you consider it a size thing or do you consider it a cleanliness thing? Like would you consider the dirtiest person in the elevator the most likely to have farted?
Well, it depends on what the level of dirt looks like on them. You know what I mean? Like that if they look
like
unhygienic.
If you were in an elevator, mm-hmm. but you were in a nice suit.
Oh,
and there was a really different person that's wearing like
a suit is out. It might as well be an invisibility cloak. They're looking. They are not seeing me as the farter. That man's got it together.
No, you're only wearing the suit top.
Okay, now that man now is definitely the farter.
The idea of you in a suit, people start sniffing and you go, don't look at me. I'm wearing a suit.
Business, business, business.
Give me a break.
I've got better things to do than flatulence.
Goodness gracious.
Man, so you think every person inherently makes a preconceived opinion about a farter?
Yeah, definitely. And it's, you know, sometimes it's like oftentimes when I'm in a small group and I smell one, I'm looking for the kids. You know what I mean? Like I'll judge them kids.
Now, do you know if one hit so hard that it couldn't have come from a small child?
100%. If it's real, real bad,
you're like, there's no way there's enough in there.
Which man looks like he's eating the worst today? And that's where I'm guilty.
Okay, because it's like if you're eating bad, you're more likely to be
like, who just had a chili cheese footlong? Which one of you in this elevator? Oh, okay, I know who.
The one with the stuff on his face.
The one with the chili cheese on his shirt.
That person either just farted or is about to fart. That's right. The only two.
Let me out of here. Oh,
man. Have you ever thought about being caught in an elevator? What, like being stuck?
Oh, yeah.
Like you say you have a high FPD, farts per day, mm-hmm. and compared to the average person. Mm-hmm. People get stuck in elevators. I mean, it happens, and they survive, but they end up stuck in there for hours. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you've thought people pee in the corner of the elevator. You ever heard that?
I haven't, but I guess it makes sense. If you can't hold it any longer, eventually you have to go. Yeah.
You have to go, but like...
Imagine how nice it would be to go out the tip of your finger in that situation. You don't have to drop trowel.
How did I never notice this leak? We've been in here for 30 minutes.
And what you do is you just put your finger all the way in the corner like you're touching this water that's coming out from the corner. But you can't push too hard or it'll start spraying. Silence, we've sprung a leak.
Oh, my goodness. Noah!
You got to write this article, Jay.
I know. There's a lot.
You have so many ideas.
Sonic boom from your dad. Delightful.
Yeah.
Liar, liar.
Well. I always do that. I always do that. Forget about the pants on fire. Our team gets to try to beat Al again.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So, two truths and a lie, three rounds. Here we go. Oh, I read them.
Yeah. Okay. So, the way this is going to work, Andy, is we're going to wait to hear what these...
I remember how to do this.
Lies are.
All right. Okay. Round one. Truth or lie, number one. All right. Researchers have a standard unit of measurement for the speed of a rumor called the gossipon. It measures how fast information can spread through a social network. One gossipon is equal to 145 seconds or approximately 2.5 minutes.
Get out of here.
That is so annoying because that should be a lie.
So when it was like researchers have a standard unit of measurement for the speed of a rumor, I love that. I think that makes sense. I'm sure that some social scientist would need to do that. But would they really call it a gossipon? Like that's
where I like stopped.
That's like gossipon is like roll your eyes back. Nice try, Owl.
Okay.
That's next. All right, next one. Boeing used potatoes.
I'm trying to get a read on them.
As human substitutes. When testing and developing onboard Wi-Fi, it was dubbed Project Spuds or synthetic personnel using dialect substitution. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I do know that potatoes used to do those electricity tests with potatoes. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Either of you guys ever did that?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the third one, Australia is wider than the moon. Spanning an impressive width of over 2,500 miles, Australia majestically outstretches the width of the moon, making it a terrestrial marvel of size and splendor.
Wow. What does that part have to do with anything?
Yeah, what is that lie all about? That last part. A terrestrial marvel of size and splendor. That seems like bad writing.
What?
A terrestrial marvel?
What is so different?
That's the lie.
Oh, man. I...
Like, would you say that about, like, North America?
Like, I mean, it's a terrestrial marvel of size and splendor?
They're all continents.
I can't stand by that ending. So you got the Spuds one. I think that's true. You got the Gossipon or the Australia one. Either Australia's way bigger than I thought or the moon's way smaller than I thought. That's the lie for me. I'm locking it in.
Okay. The Australia one?
The Australia one.
All right. I am going to... The Australia one kind of blows my mind. The ending of that, the terrestrial marvel of size and splendor, absurd. So it seems like that's a lie. So I cannot select that. Nice try, Owl. I'm looking at you. The Gossipon is stupid. I think that's a lie, so that's not it. The Spuds, the potato thing, that seems like it could be it. That seems like it could be true, so that is the lie. I'm going reverse psychology on myself. I'm taking the Spuds as the lie.
Mike, you got to lock one in. Are we splitting up?
We're going to split it up. I'm going with the Gossipon.
Who's still in it?
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike is still in the game.
Australia's wider than the moon?
It is.
Is it a terrestrial marvel of size and splendor?
It is.
Wow. Did you write that line? I need to know that.
Of course he did.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot it read like a trap.
I forgot it could be true and stupidly written.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I thought a true one would be copy-pasted from someone intelligent.
I overread Owl's face because when you said you believe
marvel
these,
of size and splendor.
When you said you believe that the Spuds one is true, I was watching Jim. Yeah. He had no reaction to that whatsoever. And I thought that was his way of not letting us know.
Oh, you
were right.
No. I know.
Yeah, I am overthinking
the heck
out of this.
So Mike is alive.
All right.
Round two. This is Spinal Tap is the only film on IMDb that is rated on a scale to 11.
If that's a lie, that's a good lie.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Nebraska recently ran a very successful tourism and ad campaign with the slogan, Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone.
These states.
If that's a lie, that's a good one.
These states and their campaigns.
They're being honest.
Not for everyone. And then the third one, coffee beans, are not actually beans. They are a berry seed. However, early traders misclassified them due to their resemblance legumes.
Is that how you say that word? I have never known.
I thought it was legume.
No, it's legumes.
Legumes?
It's a hard
yes.
G?
Yes.
I thought it was legumes.
It's not.
I've never said it out loud for fear of looking stupid.
I wish you had had to read that one because that would have been a great finish.
Legumes.
It's legumes.
Legumes.
Yeah. So neither of you knew how to say it.
No.
Coffee beans are not actually beans. Yes, they are. Maybe.
What is the definition of a bean?
But it is a coffee plant. Oh, it is a berry seed. Yeah, that's a berry seed. I've seen coffee plants. That's a berry seed. I'm helping you now, Mike.
Okay.
I've seen them grow. Right. You crack them open. A cacao plant. Oh, wait, that's cacao. That's chocolate.
Whoops! That's chocolat.
Maybe they are beans.
How do beans grow?
That's what I'm saying.
Are they always in pods?
Beans are under... Are they underground?
No, not necessarily. There's no?
All beans are carrots, you see?
What is a bean?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
A green bean is so different than a baked bean.
Thank you. Can we get that quote? Just isolate that audio.
A baked bean is just a way of preparing it. A green bean could technically be baked.
You heard a little bit inside of Jason's his brain right there. He said that out loud.
Oh,
I think the Nebraska one's a lie, final answer.
That's what I think as well, final answer.
I definitely was thinking of cacao, Mike. I do not know about the coffee bean.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the coffee bean one as the lie.
All right.
I'm glad you picked that one because it is the lie and you are still alive.
Yes.
But I wrote that and made that up completely fictitiously. But while you guys were discussing it, I Googled it and they are seeds. So it's actually true.
Oh, my gosh. So there are two.
I wrote what I thought was a lie that turns out to be true. So I'm glad it's disqualified anyway.
Wow. So what was the actual lie supposed to be?
That was it.
Oh, yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I had no idea.
So wait, I thought I was so just making up a fake. So the lie is a truth?
Unintentionally, apparently, yes.
So coffee beans are
you
seeds?
You sounded so convicted, so I had to Google it, and they are apparently actually seeds.
A coffee bean is a fruit.
I don't know about a berry seed. But
from the coffee plant. Yeah, it's a fruit from a plant.
It says, though dubbed a bean, coffee is far from a legume.
Okay, so wait, Mike's still alive?
He's still alive.
Or is this an asterisk?
Whether or not that was true or not, he's still alive.
It doesn't matter, because I got what he thought was the lie.
Correct.
All right.
So the Spinal Tap one is true?
And Nebraska doesn't want anybody there.
That's very funny.
Honestly,
good for IMDb.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah, no. Good for Nebraska.
Round three.
We got corn.
The highest paid, that should be their motto.
It's corn.
The highest paid American athlete in 1973 was a hockey player who did not play in the NHL. You know, go play in Russia, maybe, in the Soviet Union in 1973. Go make some money over there, maybe.
Maybe.
Number two, the Statue of Liberty was used as a lighthouse for 16 years, aiding ships entering New York Harbor. The torch was visible from 24 miles away.
That one sounds...
Sounds correct.
Sounds like a lie.
I think that's true.
I think it's nonsense.
If you were to hold... this is number three. If you were to hold a catfish upside down underwater, it would drown.
What?
The water, the flow of water over their gill filaments would be disrupted, impeding the essential oxygen exchange process.
No, that has to be the lie. It doesn't. It has
that
to be.
Sounds so stupid.
No, because there's no.
What the heck is a gill filament?
There's no gravity happening. There's not a flow of water once water is filled, right? Like if you hold a catfish upside down or backwards, forwards. There's no flow of water guaranteed. Like, that just cannot be...
No, but I mean, like, the gills may need to be facing a certain direction, right?
But I see what Jason's saying of, like, once the water has... Once the water's in the space...
Right.
It doesn't matter. Filled.
Yeah, and this specifically says the flow of water over their gill filaments would be disrupted.
Right, which, I mean, like, I could imagine... I mean, gravity plays a part on the... Doesn't it play a part on the direction of the gills?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't.
But it's like I think the Statue of Liberty one could be true.
Yeah, and I think the athlete
and
one,
the American athlete one,
in 1973.
I mean, what was like the NFL was around?
Of course, baseball was around for years.
In 1973, you had to have like $200 that year for being the highest paid athlete.
Not quite.
Or was it someone who could play hockey, but they were also a baseball player or something.
Was a hockey player who did not play in the NHL.
Hmm. So I'm obviously out of the running, but I'm going the catfish thing. That makes no sense to me. It is hysterical.
I guess I'll go the athlete one, but I don't have a strong conviction. Mike, you have a chance to win.
Oh.
But it's only a 1 in 3 chance, and we're dumb.
Yeah. Those are both true. I'm going to go with the catfish one.
Did we do it?
Final answer?
Yep.
Did we do it? Yeah!
Hey!
We did it!
Gill filaments, my booty.
Mm. I'm the smartest man alive.
Yes, you are. Oh, so handsome, Mike.
Wow. Gill filaments.
Jay, your logic.
There's no such thing as gill filaments, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's like part of a light bulb.
I don't know anything about really. We both deserve
how would
a little.
It not be a gillament?
good point.
But we both deserve a little bit of credit
really?
Here, Andy, because yeah, you were so confident that that it was not a bean, even though you were wrong at the moment and thought it was chocolate. And
right,
and then the flow of water. All right, we did it.
Okay,
so is that two? We are at two wins now.
That is two
all the time.
Yeah, congratulations.
And how many? Two in like 23. So
when we beat you the first time, didn't all three of us beat you together?
Yeah, I believe
because
so.
We like. Is that what happened?
I don't remember.
We all got three. No. We all three of us made it to round three. So I think we.
Oh,
all
that's right. Just, and so you each took a different
to
answer
to make sure we won. We split it up.
So this is
good
like
for us.
Yeah, of course.
This was a real win.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I like the sound of that.
Nice. Here we go.
The Spitballers Draft.
We are drafting the worst movies on today's episode of the show. And I believe we all followed at least one basic principle in this, which is that we had to have seen the movie.
Yeah, we have to hate it.
Did any of us put anything in our lists that we haven't seen?
I've seen all of them.
Okay, so we are selecting movies that we watched and we had an unpleasant time for one reason or the other, or thought that the movie was so bad. And so that is what this list is. I know that there's a lot of those, the top lists out there where they'll put the Hands of Fate or whatever that movie is. And I've always heard that one is one of the
Hands of Fate.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of movies on the list that I hadn't seen. But, it makes sense, right? If a movie is really...
Yeah, Manos Hands of Fate is it was considered this, like, cult's hated movie, number one worst movie ever.
Yeah, I mean, if a movie is truly...
1966.
Really, really bad, it's probably not going to get watched as often.
But these were movies that I think, at least in mine, everyone I went to, I wanted it to be good. And I left thinking that's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I kicked this off since I had the stupid scat today. This is, to me, in our age range, this is the originator of horrific movies. This was so bad. It was supposed to be big. It was supposed to be a blockbuster. It was so bad that it just became the biggest joke movie of all time. And it's a little older, so I don't know.
I think I know what you're saying, but I don't.
It was also the beginning of the end of a very successful career.
Is it a pirate movie?
It is not a pirate movie.
Okay.
Unless it's like Space Pirates. I don't remember the plot very well.
Oh.
Because we're talking about Battlefield Earth with John Travolta.
Yeah, okay.
And, oh my gosh.
I never saw it.
Oh,
I was lucky enough to see the reviews and not watch it.
It was...
Did you see it in the
worst
theater?
Acted, yeah. The worst acted, worst story, worst special. It was like, what happened? This was in a time where, like, John Travolta was a superstar.
This was like the Face-Off time period?
Yeah, I think just after that. And mercy. It was like so cringe watching Travolta play this role. That you couldn't watch it. You wanted a turtle shirt and hide from how bad this movie was.
And it's now known as one of the worst of all time.
Yes.
It's not just our experience. Like that is, it's now heralded.
Yeah. So there are movies on my list where a lot of people love, and I think they're just terrible, worst movie of all time. This one's objective. Like, it's not an opinion. This is objectively trash.
My... Worst movie, and there's a lot of reasons why a movie can be bad. I was telling Jason before the show, like, for me, a lot of movies are movies that I wished were over and kept going, so they're too long, and you keep thinking, this is not good, and I have to keep watching.
Please be the end.
But this
Please
movie,
be the end.
This movie was too long because, I don't know, 10 minutes was too long. And one of the reasons it's on my list of my least favorite movies is because of the hype I have towards the movies this director had made before. But I am selecting The Happening.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah. Okay.
By M. Night, because the wind really isn't much of a enemy. And the wind and the disruption of the bees and this, he made all these movies that I liked, Sixth Sense and
The Village
and
Unbreakable.
Signs and Unbreakable. And I loved them. And here was The Happening, and it was like he outthought himself.
And The Happening was supposed to be the comeback, right?
Yeah,
the public had turned on him.
It was, because The Lady in the Water.
Right.
Which was another movie you could probably put into that contention. But The Happening was ironic because nothing happened. It was called The Happening, and nothing happened that you cared about. It was horrible. There was no good twist. Nothing was good about it. Say hi to your mother. Yeah.
You know, it was...
Did you guys see it?
Yes, I did. I saw that in the theater.
It was M. Night.
And was very disappointed with it. And I thought about this just the other day, probably because Netflix had released a new Bird Box movie. I don't know if people saw that. It was pretty
quiet. Saw the first Bird Box, the second.
And then I realized, I'm like, dude, Bird Box and The Happening are like the exact same plot.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because
they can't see in The Happening?
Well, no, you have to cover your eyes in Bird Box because just the minute you see it, you're infected. And The Happening was, as soon as it's around you, you have, it's pretty much like, well, if you see it or if you're experiencing it, it takes over and then you inflict harm upon yourself, which is the exact same thing that happens in Bird Box.
Interesting.
But in Bird Box, it was like, well, no, these are like some monsters. And we're like, yeah, cool. I'm cool with that. But then The Happening was, no, it's the trees,
it's
man.
The grass.
And so then it was, well, that's so stupid.
That is a good gap, though.
One is super boring.
But it's,
give me a monster.
But it's funny to me of, but you never see the monster in Bird Box.
Right.
It's funny to me of, it's, once you're infected, you do something bad to yourself, and you don't want to see it or be around. It's
funny.
Very, very similar. So,
all right, you got two picks,
all right,
Mike.
I got two picks. I went a couple different directions with this one. But this first one is, when you become a parent, you have to endure a lot of kids' movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you find good ones, it's always just like, you're like, yes. And you tell your friends, like, it's a kid's movie, it's great, go watch it. And then there's things like the Emoji Movie.
Which,
holy crap, that thing is so bad. That's just like,
can I tell you something?
Please
do. I'm very embarrassed to say.
Oh, do you like the Emoji Movie?
You like the Emoji Movie.
The talk had been around about how bad the Emoji Movie was.
Okay.
But it's like, for kids, they don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yes.
So my daughter was like, I want to rent something. Uh-huh. And it's like, okay, we'll do the Emoji Movie. I doubt we actually paid for it. It was probably part of, it's on one of the streamers.
Right.
And I ended up like tuning in for a decent amount while I'm walking around. I didn't think it was that bad.
I
thought it was kind of all right.
It's the meh face is just,
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. And I felt really embarrassed to have thought it was tolerable.
I have a kids movie on my list that I'm sure I will draft at some point that I'm guessing neither of you saw. If either of you did, there's not one human alive that would ever say, I thought it was okay.
Okay. But I'm looking forward to it.
That was one of those kids movies where it's on and you wish you were tired so you could fall asleep.
Oh yeah.
Or you're just like, please just be over. I cannot watch this anymore. All right.
So the Emoji Movie is your first pick, and your second?
Yeah. So the second one, two of these, if I get the other one, but this brings me no pleasure to say that this was one of the worst movies that I've ever seen, because I stan and cape. I love Marvel movies. I love them. I love superhero movies. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania is a steaming turd, and it was one of the, sometimes to watch movies, I'm doing it while I'm falling asleep, and I can only do like chunks at a time, and the fact that I had to go back to this movie to finish it was demoralizing.
You wanted to be,
because
have the whole pantheon of,
you're like, maybe there's some small things in here, but it's so bad. It's green screen the whole time, which I understand you're in the quantum realm or whatever.
No, that
the fact that they're fighting the new big bad, like basically the new Thanos, and they like defeat him, and the dialogue, some of these exchanges between his daughter and MODOK, just who greenlit
Ant-Man
these things?
And the Wasp.
Dude, the Quantumania one. And it was
terrible.
Oh my gosh, it was so freaking bad. It's so bad.
All right, my second pick, I'm going to the year 2001.
Okay.
I'm going to a movie that took 3 hours and 4 minutes of my life that I will never get back. I'm going to a movie starring some peripheral characters like Josh Hartnett and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, I know it. I saw it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
And was it as bad?
It's Ben Affleck, right?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, this movie was terrible.
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I have never been in a movie I wanted to end more that kept going.
It was
super long, right?
So long.
Over 3 hours of pain. I mean, look, the idea of going and seeing a night, you know, a fun war movie, historical piece, tons of like big actors at the time, Kate Beckinsale and Alec Baldwin was in it. This was real bad, real, real bad. And so Pearl Harbor has always had a place in my, yep, in my mind as the worst movie I've seen.
I saw that in the theater, and that was back in the day when you had to show up early because there was no assigned seating.
Oh, gosh. And it was a whole day.
It was a summer blockbuster. You had to be there way earlier. You're going to have absolutely terrible seats. So, I mean, that was like when you put in the length of the movie, that was a 4 to 5 hour experience.
I am happy to report that I either did not see it or do not remember seeing it.
The idea of like making each of us watch one of the movies on the other people's lists as a punishment someday. Mm. Pearl Harbor. Don't see it.
No, it was rough.
All right. Am I up?
Yeah, you are. You get two.
I get two. Speaking of two, I'm going to go with a sequel. I'm going to go with, well, kind of a sequel. There was a movie.
Oh, no.
That was one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, no.
All time.
Dang it.
And they needed it so bad, they're like, we've got to make money off of sequel.
Oh, no.
But I don't think they could get the actors.
Joe Dirt 2.
No, that was great.
Oh, no. I know what movie.
And
what?
I mean, you don't remember it because it's deleted from everyone's memory. This doesn't exist. In fact, they kind of like almost undid it. It was so horrifically bad, terrible. It ruined, for a moment in time, one of the greatest movies of all time. Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah.
When Harry met Lloyd.
I never saw that. And I was dead wrong. I did not know that was what you were picking.
The prequel. It's not even Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's not the one where they came back and did Dumb and Dumber 2.
No, which was also awful.
Yeah, don't see that.
That's bad too?
Oh, yes, because it was too long. I mean, like 2 decades too long. And, but I mean, this prequel was
two different actors,
shameful.
Right?
Oh yeah, I mean, two different actors. It
just
was them
a cash
as
grab.
Younger kids. Wasn't funny. You can't make a sequel to a Jim Carrey movie without Jim Carrey and be like, people will be fine. No, what are you talking? Like, he is the movie.
Okay.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Shame on you.
You're like, but the characters are just so good.
Right. It was the characters that really did it. Give me a break, you producers. All right, so now I feel obligated to take the movie I talked about earlier, so I'm going to, because objectively, it is the worst movie I've ever seen. The worst one by so large a gap that Battlefield Earth is Oscar worthy. I will imagine that most people have not seen this, because you had to have a child in just the right sliver of age.
I know
where you were bored
about.
Just the week where it was in the movie theaters. Starring Kevin Spacey. 9 Lives is the name of this movie.
I remember you talking about
this. Oh my gosh, I had to see it in the theater. In the theater, it was like...
This is the cat movie?
It's a cat movie.
Oh, baby.
Oh my
god. Oh, Christopher Walken's in it, Mike.
Yeah.
Mice.
Two mice.
One cat.
9 Lives. But I can't even describe.
What happened to your chair?
My foot keeps hitting the go down button, as
Wait,
I call
your
it.
Your foot?
Yeah, like
your foot or your leg?
My foot. My heel of my foot.
He's
how
curled under
sitting?
Himself. He's curled under himself.
Do you know how chairs work?
Yeah, we're fine. But I'm telling you.
Wait. Hold on. Let's go ahead and.
I haven't
the summer's yet. Perfect comedy for the whole family.
I need to hear the
synopsis. In theaters August 5th, Tom Brand, who's played by Kevin Spacey, is a daredevil billionaire at the top of
At
the top of his game.
Wait, a daredevil billionaire?
A daredevil billionaire.
Is he doing like Evel Knievel jumps?
Well, that, if you can think of a daredevil billionaire, that's got to be Kevin Spacey.
A stuffy businessman finds himself trapped inside the body of his family's cat.
Yeah. Yeah, so Kevin Spacey becomes in the body of the cat.
Does he talk?
If you think I haven't deleted
okay,
most of this
right,
movie
right.
from my memory.
Sorry.
It has a tomato meter of 14, and I don't know how. I mean, apparently they let children
vote. Now, is that the critics or the...
Yeah, that's 1 out of 10.
Oh. All right, so you have Battlefield Earth, Dumb and Dumberer, and 9 Lives. I have The Happening in Pearl Harbor, and my third pick, which I genuinely thought everything you said... They need a sequel. They couldn't get all the actors.
It's on my list.
They had to capture the money. They decided to write the worst script I've ever seen in my life. It almost ruins the franchise, at least for a while.
For sure.
I left the theater saying, what on earth were they thinking?
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
That was the next top one on my list.
I mean, this was, look, spoiler alert, they brought this weird alien civilization into the back part of the movie. Brooks, I hear you laughing. Do you remember that movie?
I tried to forget, but.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It made me hate what they did because it's part of the franchise now.
Mm-mm.
And
no, it's not.
I mean,
doesn't have to be.
Like it as a trilogy, and this just didn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Thank you.
The reason I didn't take it is because I think universally everyone knows this never happened.
Yeah. All right. So that's what I'm going with. Mike, you're back on the clock for your final two picks.
All right. So for the first pick, let me get back to my list here. The first pick, this is where I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to agree with everyone at the time. But Will Smith was a superstar actor.
Oh.
He's still pretty much a superstar.
He's had a lot of whiffs now.
But this was the first.
The beginning of the whiffs?
The first big one. And it was done. It was supposed to be the movie this summer, but it was Wild Wild West remake. And it is.
It's so enjoyable. I love it.
This
movie.
Is one where Jason likes the movie.
I really did enjoy it. I mean, it's not a good cinematic masterpiece, but it's just a fun, silly flick.
It was.
Do I stand alone here?
Yeah,
on that?
Yes.
You don't.
Winner.
Oh, Al liked it. Brooks, did you see it? What did you think? Wild Wild West?
It's been a long time. I don't know.
The winner of 5 Razzies. The best thing to come out of that was the song.
Maybe that's why.
And that's fine. You can
it.
Go ahead. You can like the song. Isn't Cisco in that song?
I don't know.
He's the one who sings the hook.
Wow. Yeah, all that right. That was a crappy movie.
Yes, it is very, very bad. And now for the movie where I'm sure that everyone else will disagree with me. But it is preposterous. It is the telling of a real person, but who was not actually a good person, but then they try and make them seem like they're a good person.
Don't stop it right now. It's
a musical.
No, don't do it. This movie is great.
It's a musical, and the songs
are awesome.
The songs are catchy, super generic pop songs that they could have grabbed out of a hat that have nothing to do with anything of
the
movie.
Brought me to tears before. Their music is great.
The Greatest Showman.
The greatest movie is
horse crap. It is so ridiculous, preposterous. The plot holes, just like I could have a 30 minute breakdown of why The Greatest Showman is one of the worst movies ever made.
Wow.
I have seen that movie 10 times, and I'm watching it tonight out of respect for its masterful production.
Have you seen it, Judge?
No.
Okay, Al, you're leaving. You're quitting?
Yeah, I just quit my job.
I love that movie.
I can't work for a man.
You love that movie.
Opinion.
Yeah, it's a great movie. The music is awesome.
What do you got against?
The message is good.
Yeah, I mean, wow. All right. Well, look, we knew Mike hated that movie.
Yeah.
We knew it.
Look, we've got people. Number one,
you know you can get him back.
Like, yeah, but that's fine. But the whole thing is, I have these people that I exploit for money, and they are the outcasts and like, so you have the bearded lady, but then we have Zendaya, who's what, a freak? Because she could do acrobatics?
You need to watch the movie again. You don't understand it.
I've seen it twice. I gave it its second shot. And
did
I went,
you really?
And I went, oh, yeah, this is just as bad as I remember.
Man, I like that movie.
Oh, it's
it gets better every time.
It's an abomination.
I'm going to go, look, in trying to keep in form with the final pick being a movie that a bunch of people liked, but I thought was garbage.
That's what I want to pick, too.
Okay. So Mike went with The Greatest Showman, which I think, other than Mike, people liked.
Yeah.
The movie I'm going with, I think, won Best Picture. And
is this like when you thought Jurassic Park won
Best
Picture?
This is like a movie that legitimately won Oscars.
Okay.
Lots of them.
Okay.
I thought it was the most boring, terrible.
Can I guess?
Just waste of my time. That simultaneously blew my eardrums out.
Oh. Oh, you're going. Yeah.
It's Dunkirk, mm-hmm. which I call Dumbkirk because it was awful.
How'd you come up with that name?
It's a play on the name of the movie. But listen.
Pretty clever.
Guys, anybody can watch a bunch of people stand on the sand for 3 hours while explosions go off in distant areas. This movie was heralded as it's supposed to be. This was Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Good golly, don't watch that movie.
I've never seen it. I thought you were going to go English Patient at
right.
first.
No, which, I have not seen that movie.
I have not seen. So it was.
Dunkirk was over 3 hours.
It was a nominee for Best Motion Picture. It did not win.
It won a ton of awards.
It won.
It probably won the Golden Globe or something.
It won in Best Achievement in Sound Editing and Best Achievement in Film Editing.
I'm going to break news to you right now. I am shocked at something.
At the length of the movie?
At the length of the movie.
Is it under 3 hours?
The movie is an hour and 46 minutes.
You have talked about how long this movie is for years.
It says everything I needed to say. The fact the movie's
it's
an hour
not
and
even 2 hours?
The fact it's an hour and 46 minutes, and I legit thought I was there for over 3 hours, tells you how miserable I was.
I cannot believe this, because one thing that I know for a fact about Dunkirk.
It's 1 hour and 46 minutes.
One thing I know for a fact about Dunkirk, having never seen it myself, is that it's 3.5 hours.
Yes.
I only know that because of how many times I've heard Andy say that over the course of however long since Dunkirk has been out.
My mind is blown. You could watch this tonight, Jay.
You can watch this within the next 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's one that people like, but I thought was garbage. Now, Brooks, did you see it?
Yeah, and I'm with you, and I love Dark Knight, Inception, yeah. Interstellar. Yeah. It was very disappointing.
And how long did it feel to you?
I'm as shocked as you are.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Dunkirk has an audience score of 81% who liked it.
Those are people. Having not 81% of people feel like they have to like that movie for people to think that they're respectable.
86% enjoyed The Greatest Showman. Eat it, Mike.
That was the audience score?
Yeah.
What is the what's the tomato score?
56%. Mm. All right. So
weird. I mean, it's been a while since I've been in a math class, but I'm pretty sure that's called an F.
I don't know, man. I don't know. No, we have no way of telling. All right. I'm up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, for my final pick, mm-hmm. we're going in the theme of movies that are supposed to be great, that are super overrated, not good. and while I think Andy and Mike both expect me to take the super boring Blade Runner that Mike loves, which is awful.
Are you talking 89% and 91%
Runner? No. I'm talking about the 99% tomato positive critical score and the 90% audience score.
Ooh, here comes a hot
literally
take.
Literally rated as the best number one movie of all time. Citizen Kane is not good. Citizen Kane sucks. The movie is not a fun, good movie. The story is not something special. There's nothing special. Here's what's special about Citizen Kane. The credits come and there's like three dudes on it. It's like, wow. Three guys put this movie together. Fantastic work, guys. You made a movie.
A whole movie.
This is supposed to be the greatest movie of all time.
You have said this for years.
Yeah.
Now, because I have been lucky enough not to have watched it.
Oh, man.
I guess. Now, 1941 might have had something to do with not liking it.
I'm sure I'm a little ageist here towards movies made in the 40s.
That are black and white.
Yeah. Trash. Just a pile of dog dung.
All right. Did you guys have any honorable mentions you want to throw out real quick?
Before you took Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, I was very prepared to besmirch Temple of Doom.
Maybe that series isn't as good as we
thought. Oh, it definitely
is. No, it's not.
The first and second movies are not
that
good.
It's just Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's really one movie that holds it up.
Raiders is actually, it's good. It's not as...
Raiders is good and the end is great. I would say the last 30 minutes.
In the opening with the boulder and everything. Last Crusade is a perfect
movie. I was thinking Last Crusade.
That's
Last Crusade is a perfect movie.
Yeah.
But Temple of Doom is horrifically bad. And
honestly gave me nightmares too.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was part of it, but I'm saying it's so bizarre because Indiana Jones is one of my favorite characters, still is one of my favorite characters, but the majority of the movies in the franchise are actually not very good.
A couple that came to mind, I remember when AI, artificial intelligence, came out with Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
That movie sucked. I also had Ad Astra with Brad Pitt. Did any of you see that?
Yes, I did see that.
That was hot trash.
Yeah, that was not good.
No, and then I too find Blade Runner boring.
Yeah, that's because Blade Runner is super boring. My only one left on my list.
You're agreeing with the museum guy over
here. I'm not feeling great about that.
I didn't draft it because I had nine lives, and that was too many cats to put on, but Cats.
Did you saw Cats?
So because my kids were in the musical Cats, we had a run of Cats.
And was it that bad?
Well, I mean, Cats is that bad. Like, the story. Like, you can't make it into a good movie.
Right.
Because the story is stupid. The music is bad. Cats is bad.
It just gets grandfathered into the present as, like, you're supposed to like it.
As a classic.
It's the Citizen Kane of
musicals. It's the Citizen Kane of musicals. It's like, oh, no, it's a classic. It's so important to the history of... Shut up, it's bad.
Why did it happen? Is that because, like, we were coming out of the, like, musicals are, like, Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think we were
My
starved
Fair Lady,
for
and then
a single song that's
Cats
like
was sort of different.
Yeah.
Memory.
Batman and Robin was brought up by.
Oh,
that movie was bad.
That movie ruined
Chris
superhero
O'Donnell.
Movies for about a decade.
That was a bad movie. That was a bad. Now is that one that did have Jim Carrey?
No, that's Batman Forever.
Oh, that one was good.
That's the Val Kilmer.
That was on the way.
It
down.
Was salvageable.
Yes, yeah.
Because of Tommy Lee Jones and. Mostly
Jim,
not Val Kilmer, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Any others?
That's all I got right now.
What did we learn today?
Oh, man.
I learned that, and thanks to you two, that pooping out your foot is not as useful as I thought it would be originally.
Yeah, and conversely, I learned how incredibly cool and valuable, productive... And how
Sneaky.
Much I need to write about the value of being able to urinate out of your pointer
for my new novel.
Yeah.
Australia is wider than the moon. I didn't know.
That's not real.
Did you know?
And it doesn't have that much splendor.
That it's majestic?
Yeah. Goodbye.
It's a marvel of size and splendor.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.